Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, this is The Bright Side with Technisha.
A daily broadcast on real-life issues that will keep you motivated.
And now, here's your host, Technisha.
Good afternoon, and you're tuning in another episode with The Bright Side with Technisha, and today is March the 4th, 2014. It's feeling pretty good. The temperature, it's pretty chilly outside, but we're making it. March the 9th is our spring time, so we're waiting on that. Don't worry, the storm is coming around. I have seen people showing their toes and wearing their sandals. Hold on. The summer is coming shortly, but we got to be patient. But today, I have a special guest online with me today, and her name is Janet Lane Castor. Hi, Janet. How are you?
Hi, Technisha. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Pretty chilly here in Atlanta, but we're making it.
You're making it. Yeah, it could be worse. You could be someplace colder. I guess you could be someplace warmer. We're having a little bit of an overcast day here in San Diego, but it's all good.
Oh, well, people who don't know, or you probably haven't read my description, Jan Lancaster is an entrepreneur, natural health, and environmental advocate. In 2011, she parlayed her experience in corporate America into a successful commercial business, Earth's Living Place. Jan enjoys helping other small businesses succeed, organic gardening, and is studying herbalism. So, Janet, I was very intrigued by the clay business and the detoxification and weight loss that you speak of. How did you come to learn about the connection between detoxification and weight loss?
Well, the way it started was, as you mentioned, in 2011, I bought a business called Earth's Living Clay. It's an online business, and we sell calcium bentonite clay, which is a mineral compound that comes from the Mojave Desert out here in California that is a very safe and effective detoxifier. So I started learning about detoxification. And then in 2012, I actually, kind of as an add-on to that, I started a body wrap business here locally called Slim and Detox Body Wraps. And as part of my training, the products that I use to help people with inch loss, I learned the connection between toxins and weight loss. And so through my path of learning about detoxification and then starting the body wrap business, that's how I came to learn about how toxins in our body contribute to inch gain and weight gain.
Okay. Now, Earth Lemon Clay, can you tell us what exactly it is?
Sure. So calcium, Earth Living Clay is an e-commerce business that I own, and what we sell is calcium bentonite clay, and it's actually a mineral compound that is mined from beneath the surface of the earth here in California. It's a green desert clay. And so the main ingredient is something called silica dioxide. And then it also has 57 trace minerals, including calcium dioxide, magnesium, potassium, sodium, and many other minerals in it. And it's something that what most people do, most of my customers do, is mix it with water, a small amount with water, and drink it every day. And as it moves through the intestinal tract, when it's taken internally, it attracts toxins to the clay molecule, and then the toxins are eliminated in your pee and your poop. And so it has a lot of health benefits. It helps the body return to health so that the body can heal itself.
Wow. I would never think in a million years that, you know, you could actually drink clay. I wish somebody could actually see my face because I'm like, what?
That's what most people associate clay with, like face masks. And most of the clays on the market are for external use, but we have a clay that's for internal use.
Okay. And see, you're a student every day. See, I never knew about clay like this, unfortunately, thinking of clay to play with but not actually clean your body out. Wow. So How did you actually get into the clay business, Janet?
Well, actually, I've worked in corporate America Technician for 30 years or so, and I was looking for something to actually make a move out of corporate America, and I was looking for businesses to buy, and I found Earth's Living Clay for sale. Excuse me, it was started by a couple here in California, and they were looking to retire, and so that's kind of how I got into clay myself. I hadn't heard about it until I bought the business myself in 2011.
And that's the way to do it. See, you found something that you actually love and willing to do it again. That's the perfect way to do it. Find something that you're willing to do without getting paid for it, and then when you get into it, then, hey, all well goes along with it.
That's right. That's right. It's much more satisfying than the mm-hmm. corporate gig. I mean, I don't make as much money, but it's about money. It's about enjoying. You spend your time and help people. I mean, and that's really why I do what I do is just some of the amazing stories when I talk with people on the phone or I get emails about how clay has helped restore their health. It's just really gratifying.
Yeah, that's how I feel what I'm doing right here. I feel happy about it. I mean, I'm a waitress. Yeah, I do, and I like the money in the waitressing part, but it gets tiresome because, I mean, the hours, and then you have to be told when to get off, or if you're ready to get off, you can't get off at that time. So something like that would be more relaxing.
Yeah, yeah. We got to do what we got to do, you know, to pay our bills and such, but I think it's awesome that you're kind of following your dream and doing something you love while you're still also, you know, doing things that we need to do to take care of ourselves and our families.
Exactly. Now, Jana, what are some symptoms of a toxic body?
Well, you'd be surprised. You know, I actually started I created a lecture that I give at a health food store. I started giving at a health food store here locally in San Diego last year, and what I usually do is I have people stand up, everybody stand up at the beginning of the talk. And here's the list of symptoms I run through. And I ask people if they hear something on the list that applies to them to sit down: allergies, bloating or gas, out of the ordinary body odor, chills or fever, constipation, coughing, wheezing, or shortness of breath, depression, digestive disorders like irritable bowel syndrome, acid reflux, diverticulitis, dizziness or vertigo, hair loss, headache, heartburn or indigestion, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, brain fog or mental confusion, nausea, skin rashes or problems with skin like psoriasis, eczema, acne, weakness, lethargy, chronic fatigue, lack of energy. And usually by the time I get through that list, everybody's sitting down. And those are all symptoms of a toxic body. It doesn't necessarily mean if you have one of those things, you do have a toxic body, but it is a possible pointer to the fact that you may have toxicity in your body and may be overloaded with toxins.
And that's amazing, too, because I read that can cause you to have the weight gain, and you can exercise and eat. Sometimes you can eat right, but you don't know that this little part of you is causing the issue.
That's right.
So where do all these toxins come from?
Well, there's two sources of toxins, Technisha. So first, if you think about a toxin, is anything that's foreign or poisonous to the body. And then the two sources are the environment and the body. Mm-hmm. Those are the two sources of toxins. And, go ahead.
I was going to say, is that how we're getting exposed to them from these two things?
Yep. And so what's in the environment, right, that's where most people are familiar with it. And in fact, in the last 100 years or so, at least 75,000 new chemicals have been introduced into the environment, and for most of these, there have been no long-term studies proving their safety. And so we're talking about things like chemicals that come from pesticides, insecticides. Some cities add chemicals like chlorine and fluoride to the water. We have polluted air from cars, airplanes, coal-burning Power plants spew mercury into the air, which is one of the most deadly heavy metals. Also, factory farming and industrial pollution create a lot of toxins. We also have toxic food, including non-organic food, and as I mentioned, food that has been treated with pesticides or insecticides or animals that have been given antibiotics and that are now in their flesh, and then we eat them. There's toxins in beauty products and cleaners and household products and detergents. So those are kind of sources of environmental toxins.
And hair products. I mean, what are some ways to escape from this? Because, for instance, I like to go to the salon and get my hair done, try to get my nails done. Is there other ways that I could prevent from getting these toxins, Janet?
Well, sure. So what you could do is, you can inquire. One of the things that I suggest for people is to understand what are in the products that they're using. And there are more natural, like hair coloring, for example. You can find out the products that your hairdresser uses, and then look on the Environmental Working Group. That's a website, ewg.org, and look up the ingredients in those products and see if any of them are known toxins.
Wait a minute, Janet. What you said the website was again?
It's E. WG, it's three letters, and that stands for Environmental Working Group.
Okay.
.org. So it's EWG.org, and if you look up in their cosmetics database, you can put in the name of ingredients and then find out if they are ranked as being toxic or not.
Wow. Oh boy, I tell you, and you don't sit sometimes to think about this. I know I hear my coworkers say it. She'll tell me about natural products, but you're not really thinking that some of this stuff is so harmful to you. So what is the impact of toxins actually on our health?
Right, okay. So the impact is that specifically excess calories in the body, I'm going to make the connection between the toxins and weight gain. So excess calories in the body are stored in fat cells. We all know that pretty much. The same is true of toxins. So when we are exposed to toxins and we have more than the body can process, those also get stored in fat cells. And unfortunately, the more fat cells that we have in our body, the greater is our ability to retain toxins. And so also, even if we're on a weight loss program, as we lose inches in weight, the fat cells release the toxins in the bloodstream, and once they're there, they can cause all kinds of trouble. Specifically, toxins have been linked to infertility, autoimmune disorders like arthritis, Alzheimer's disease, hypothyroidism. Toxins have also been related to brain dysfunction or neurological dysfunction like memory loss, confusion, lack of concentration, and the list goes on. There's several chronic and serious illnesses that have been linked to toxins in the body.
Okay. Now, Janet, would you prefer someone to just go right in and try the clay, or do you prefer them to talk to their doctor first?
Well, we always recommend that if you have a healthcare professional, that you consult the healthcare professional first. Interestingly enough, many of the people that I talk to and that buy our product aren't big believers in Western medicine. A lot of people actually that come to Clay have tried typical traditional Western remedies for different things that haven't worked, and so now they look to Clay. But most people that are looking to use Clay look to nature first. But it is a good idea, of course, to, like any change in your healthcare routine, to check with your doctor first.
Okay. So, Janet, can you give us a overview of like what's the specific connection between toxicity in the body and overweight?
Yep, sure. So when we think of toxins, there's two different types. There's water-soluble toxins and there's fat-soluble toxins. And water-soluble toxins require water to be broken down, and likewise, fat-soluble toxins require fat to be broken down. So when our body is exposed to these toxins, not only from the environment, but also from food that we eat and air that we breathe and medications that we take, when the body is exposed to them, when it says, oh, we have fat-soluble toxins, the brain sends a signal to the body to say, hold on to fat. We are going to need to break these toxins down, so hold on to fat. And same with water-soluble toxins. When the body has an overload of water-soluble toxins, the brain sends a message to the body saying, hold on to water. We're going to need water to break down these toxins. And so, therefore, an excess of toxins creates water and fat retention.
Now, Jen, I know that you hit the main points, but what are some specific things like the listeners can do to avoid these toxins?
Right. So there's kind of a two-pronged approach. Technisha is what I talk about. And one is to avoid them, right? Try to avoid having them in your body at all. And the second is to get rid of them. So specifically for your question, how to avoid them, well, first and foremost, it's a good idea to avoid eating non-organic and genetically modified foods, and those are genetically modified organisms, GMOs. So non-organic fruits, vegetables, and products made with non-organic produce have almost certainly been sprayed with pesticides. So that's one thing to do, is to avoid those types of foods. And if you do eat produce that is not organic, I don't always eat organic. It can be expensive, and depending on where we live, we may not have a lot of organic food available to us.
Yeah.
But you can use a veggie wash to clean your produce with. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds like a better idea, because sometimes it is hard to afford the organic food. But I do try to mostly stay off the processed foods as well.
Right, because those are going to have, processed foods are probably going to have GMOs in them. And the other thing about processed foods, Technisha, is that a lot of them have hydrogenated oils, and those are also known as trans fats. And hydrogenated fats are actually chemically altered, have been chemically altered by adding hydrogen molecules to fat molecules, and trans fats are toxic. And so avoiding processed foods and trying to eat whole foods is going to help avoid the toxins.
Okay. Now, Jenna, what are some free and inexpensive ways for people to remove toxins from their body?
Okay. So, you know, there's lots of things to do, and one of the most common ways that you hear about detoxifying is fasting. And the thinking in years past was that fasting was a good way to detox, but current science has shown that our body actually needs specific nutrients in order to effectively detoxify. And so just like our body needs nutrients to perform optimally, like exercise, we need to have energy and strength to do that, and we need energy to think straight, our body needs nutrients to perform detoxification. And so detoxing periodically helps the body with the onslaught of toxins, and we're not talking about fasting necessarily either. It's really the process of binding up toxins and releasing them from the body. And so the number one way is to drink water, and that's very common. Lots and lots of clean water. That's one of the free ways to do that. And, you know, one of the best habits to get into is to drink a full glass of water as soon as you wake up in the morning, because during the night the liver is working, cleaning out toxins out of your body. That's a big part of what the liver does. And so to drink a big glass of water helps to flush the system after this overnight shift of cleansing has happened that supports the liver. So that's the number one way to help. Number two is to eat citrus, eat and drink citrus. Lemon is a really great detoxifier. Drinking fresh lemon juice in warm water first thing in the morning is also very good to support your liver, and it's also good to drink lemon water throughout the day. And if you don't like lemon, lime is also great, as well as oranges. So any kind of a citrus in your water is going to help with detoxification.
Okay, because I do know my coworkers to do that. They'll put all the citrus fruits into their water, and that's much better.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing with citrus in the water, Technisha, is that there was a journalist, a TV journalist, that did a study. It was back a few years now, and they that went into restaurants and checked the bacteria levels on fresh lemons, and they found that they were being that were put in glasses of water, and they found that the majority of them had bacteria on them, and that comes as a result of harvesting them unclean conditions when they're harvested out in the field. So if you're going to get lemon in a restaurant, unless they're organic lemons, and even so, bacteria can be transferred from the workers onto the lemons, is I just squeeze the lemon into it. I don't put the whole lemon with the rind into the to the water, so because the rinds can have bacteria on them.
Wow. I mean, it's just so interesting. Like, it makes you feel like you want to live in a bubble.
I know. And there are things. I have some other ways. Other things, if you want me to run through some of the other free and inexpensive things people can do to help detoxify their bodies. So exercise is also really important to detoxification, and specifically sweating. A good deep sweat is going to help remove toxins from your tissues, and also the circulatory system, right, where our blood gets pumped through the body. We have a heart. The heart pumps blood through our body. But the lymphatic system, which is a critical system related to detoxification, we don't have a pump for our lymph. And so the key to moving lymph through our system is exercise. And we're talking specifically about whole body exercise. So walking, running, jumping on a mini trampoline or a rebounder, that's the best way to move lymph through the system. But getting on an elliptical, swimming, any of those kinds of whole body exercise is going to help pump the lymph through the system, because the lymph's job is to pick up toxins throughout the body, and then they're processed through the liver and then eliminated in your pee and your poop. So exercise really is a good way to detoxify. And we talked a little bit about food, right? Avoiding processed foods as much as possible and eating natural, whole, and organic food. If you eat local, chances are you're eating organic food. You could always ask. But if you're eating seasonal foods, foods that are in season that are local, that's a good start. You also want to try to eat foods that are rich in bioflavonoids. And those, what the bioflavonoids do is they open up the lymphatic system that I just mentioned. And when the lymphatic system is opened or dilated, it makes it easier for lymph to carry toxins to the liver for processing. And specifically, foods that have bioflavonoids, are rich in bioflavonoids, are citrus fruits, which I mentioned, also broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and spinach. Those foods are rich in bioflavonoids.
Okay. Wow. And Jenna, is there a website that people could go to just in case they end up forgetting this information?
Yeah, actually, there is. I mentioned that this is a lecture that I give here locally, but I've also converted it into an ebook, and it's available for free on my website. It has a lot more information in it. And if you go to earthslivingclay.com, and I'll spell that, so it's www.earths, like Susan, living, L-I-V-I-N-G, clay, C-L-A-Y, earthslivingclay.com, and right on the homepage, front and center, you'll see the link to get the free ebook that has this information, as well as a lot more than we were able to cover here today.
Now, as far as it goes with the clay, children and pets can have this in their system as well?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, so if I could, let me take a little time to explain a little bit more how clay works, since it is kind of different for most people. Most people aren't aware you can take it internally. So as I mentioned, it's a mineral compound, and it actually started its life over 65 million years ago as volcanic ash, and it's got a strong negative ionic charge. And so when it's mixed with water and drink, then what it does is, as it goes through the body, it attracts positive ionic charge molecules to the clay molecule. And those things are parasites, bacteria, mucus, toxins, anything that the body, again, considers as foreign, get attached to the body, and then they're eliminated, and then pee in the poop. And clay has actually been used for good health by indigenous cultures, including Native Americans. It dates back actually to biblical times. There are biblical mm-hmm. references to clay, been used in the East, meaning China and India, for thousands of years. So it's not even something new. It is becoming more popular, but it's one of those natural remedies that not a lot of people know about. It's safe. It's completely safe for children, infants, pregnant women, breastfeeding women. Yet it's very effective at, again, cleaning the body so that the body can restore itself to good health.
Now, how do you get one to actually do this clay, Janet? Because just listening to it, people probably thinking like, oh, wow, you're actually talking about clay. So how do you even get them to eat it or drink it?
Well, so there's two kinds of people that are drawn to clay. One are people that look to nature first for health and wellness anyway. So these are people that, aren't necessarily in traditional medicine, or they combine traditional medicine with natural medicine. So that's the first thing, are people that aren't that, like, turned off by it. The second type of person are people, as I mentioned, that have tried everything else. For example, psoriasis is something that a lot of people have tried. I don't know if you've seen some of the commercials on the TV in Atlanta. I'm sure they have them for some of the prescription medications for psoriasis. Very serious side effects. And not to mention the expense. And anything that you take into your body, your liver has to process, and that includes medications. So when you're taking a lot of medications or you're taking some heavy-duty medications, that really strains the liver, and they don't work for all people, and there's a lot of risks associated with them. So I have people that call that have psoriasis and have tried different things that haven't worked, and they're kind of desperate. And so, again, the clay, you just mix a small amount with water, and you're just drinking an ounce or two a day, like a shot glass, and you drink it like tequila. You just drink it straight back. You don't savor it like wine. You just drink it straight back, and people have excellent results clearing up some skin conditions like eczema, psoriasis, and other acne. It's really good for skin, and it's inexpensive also. And so to take something that's good for your body and solves the problem and doesn't tax the liver, it's that's kind of how people come to drink clay and wrap their head around it.
So let me see. I think my question is, because I know there is calcium bentonite and sodium bentonite clay. What is the difference between those two?
That's a good question, Technisha, because that's probably one of the most common phone calls I get. So pretty much all clay, the number one ingredient is what's called silica dioxide, which is what lava is made out of, and as I mentioned, our clay started as volcanic ash. So then there's a bunch of trace minerals that are in different amounts after the silica dioxide. With a calcium bentonite clay, the second ingredient is calcium oxide. With a sodium bentonite clay, it's sodium oxide. So a calcium bentonite clay has more calcium. A sodium bentonite clay has more sodium. And so for people that are sensitive to sodium, people that have high blood pressure, probably look for a calcium bentonite clay versus a sodium bentonite clay. And usually what we tell people is to try different clays, work differently because everybody's constituted differently. And so to try different clays. You can try a sodium bentonite, see how you like it. You can try a calcium bentonite. The most important thing is to make sure that whatever clay that you're going to drink is intended for internal use, because most of the clays on the market are for external use. And so make sure that you ask, wherever you're looking to buy clay, that it is for internal use.
And how is your clay actually created?
So this particular clay that I sell, it's considered a green desert clay. It comes from the Mojave Desert back 65, 68 million years ago. There were volcanoes in that area of California, and it's really a beautiful area out there in the Mojave Desert. And so these volcanoes erupted, and as the lava flowed, it spewed volcanic ash into the atmosphere. It hit the ground. And then over these millions of years, the volcanic ash became covered with earth, and now there's what's called a vein of this calcium bentonite clay. The volcanic ash turned into calcium bentonite clay, which is a mineral compound, and that's kind of how it started. So it does come from beneath the surface of the earth. It's mined. It's brought up to the surface. It's dried in the sun. Some clays are treated with alcohol or other chemicals. Some clays are irradiated. In other words, the radiation to clean pathogens from it. And our clay, neither of those processes are done to our clay. Our clay is left in the sun to dry because out in the Mojave Desert here in California, near Death Valley, you know, Death Valley is one of the hottest places on earth. It can get up to 134 degrees. So our clay is dried out in the desert sun, and then it's crushed or milled to a very fine powder. So it's really like the consistency of flour. People think of clay like mud, but it's when you get it, it's dry like flour, and then you just mix it with water and drink it. So that's where the clay, how the clay started.
Now, we spoke of that clay can help with bowel movements, I think skin as well. Are there other things? What are some of the other things that this clay can heal?
Right. So because it works on the gut, right, including from your mouth, I've had customers that have had high acidity in their mouth, and it started to eat away at their teeth. And they, just by drinking the clay every day, which is very highly alkaline, the clay has a pH of 9.7. So any kind of conditions related to acidity in the body are going to be helped with clay because it's on the other end of the pH spectrum. It's alkaline. So acidity in the body, it's very good for digestive disorders. So like irritable bowel syndrome, acid reflux, diverticulosis, because those things are, there's something in the gut that's creating a problem, and the clay is going to, whatever that allergen is to the individual, and everybody's different, the clay is going to attract that allergen or that toxin to it and then remove it from the body. So it's really good for digestive disorders in the intestine.
Wow. And who would have ever thought that this, I mean, actually, clay with helping people. I mean, you're giving people the option to be healthy. It's just that they have to want to take that consideration into matter of eating and drinking clay.
Right, right. And it's odorless and tasteless, Technisha. It doesn't taste like anything. It's really odorless and tasteless. And so you don't have to mix it with water. You could put it in milk or juice, something like that. We also have a YouTube channel with lots of videos, including videos on foods that you can make and include clay. We have some smoothie recipes. We also have a recipe for a muffin, a chia seed muffin on there, as well as other things you can put food in. And you can cook with it because, or bake with it, because, again, its life is volcanic ash, and there's pretty much nothing hotter on earth than hot lava. So there's lots of ways you can get clay into your system if you don't want to just drink it and put it back. The other thing is, if I could step back for a minute, Technisha, you asked about, cool thing about clay is that it doesn't discriminate. So clay, when it's in the gut, it doesn't say, is this the gut of a dog or is this the gut of a person? It works the same in animals as it does with people. And so I do talk with people regularly who have animals that have different conditions, including cancer and joint issues, inflammatory issues, and they give clay to their pets, and it helps their pets too. And it's just a matter of adding it to the animal's food.
Okay, and that'd probably be perfect just for my animal. I think I might end up considering doing the clay. It could be something awful. I mean, you have to keep an open mind here. I mean, I would love to take care of my body. The body that takes care of you if you take care of itself. And like I always learned, you could go to work so many times, but that job is going to still be going on while you're in the hospital. So, you know, take advantage of it. Take care of yourself.
Right, exactly. And if it's so, you know, easy to do and inexpensive. So we do have people that do cleanses, right? They do a cleanse, you know, once a month, once a quarter, once a year, where they work up and take, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, work up to 6 ounces of clay a day for a few days, and then they cut back or stop, and it's perfectly safe to do that. And then there's people like myself who I just drink 2 ounces of clay daily just for kind of good health and wellness routinely, because I live in a urban culture and I don't have a perfect diet, and so there's different ways that you can take clay. And as you said, it's kind of good insurance, you know, because it's a lot easier to stay healthy and vital than it is to deal with serious illness. And so for me and customers that buy clay, they'd rather do kind of preventative measures that help them stay well than to deal with illness on the other end.
And, I mean, you have so many testimonials on your website. For one said that she completed a 7-day detox cleanse. She took a minimum of 6 ounces of liquefied clay per day in addition to fresh fruit juices, veggies, and soaked brown rice. And her results were amazing. She had more energy, clearer thinking, and she felt the detox effects more than she had during any previous cleanse. She have used other brands of calcium betonite clay and found them gritty and definitely unpleasant to take internally. Earth's Living Clay was a super finely ground powder, and she found it to be much easier to take because the liquefied clay was completely smooth and creamy and not in the slightest unpleasant to drink. And you won't stick to drinking clay and miss out on all the health benefits unless you actually enjoy the clay product you buy. She said her friend have never used clay before and said it was better than they expected, and they felt more of a detox effect than they had ever felt. And you will enjoy this clay and at a more reasonable price than many other similar products, and with super fast shipping, you can't go wrong. She just explained all online. She went from how the clay benefits you to the prices, so, you know, that's explanatory enough, but that's the first thing come to mind. Okay, I want the clay, but now the price. So Mara, she really gave her testimony. I like that one.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for pointing that out, Technisha. There are lots of testimonials. And as I said, some people just do a cleanse and then they stop. And then there's other people that just take a little bit every day. And the cool thing about clay, because it is so safe, and again, it's from nature. Mother Nature has so many wonderful gifts that we can use and take advantage of to help us stay well. It's not like a steroid. You know, when you steroids, which are a very serious medication, you can't just stop taking a steroid. It can throw your body, you know, it can have a negative consequence. Clay, you can just stop taking. Steroids, you have to wean off of, but not with clay. It's not like if you stop taking it, you do a cleanse and stop, you're going to throw your body into some kind of a crisis. It's perfectly safe to do that, that testimonial for Maura. You know, she took it, and then she stopped taking it because she does periodic cleanses.
Yeah, that'd probably be hard for me to get some people I know to even start clay, because they don't even like the idea of me doing a green smoothie, which consists of, like, kale. Sometimes I get spinach and fruit and soy milk, and the first thing they have poked out is their tongue, like, ugh, you drink that? And I'm like, it's really good. You got to get past the part of that I got spinach in here with maybe apples and pears, because when you really get down to it, it's really good and tasty, and it's supposed to really cleanse your body out, too. It's a detoxifying.
Green smoothies are like one of the best things you can do to support your body. And you're right, they are detoxifying. And leafy green vegetables, and, you know, I mentioned spinach earlier, has a lot of bioflavonoids. Kale is one of the superfoods, top 10 anti-cancer superfoods. And there's so much fiber in your green smoothies, too. You're probably, depending on how much fruits and vegetables you're putting in there, you're getting all of the recommended doses of, you know, they talk about 5 servings a day. You can get those all in a green smoothie, and it gives you energy, and it's cleansing. There's chlorophyll in it. It has live enzymes because it's raw. It's not been cooked. And you can put the clay in a green smoothie if you are so inclined, and you won't taste it. I mean, you could put it in the clay. That's the other thing you could do is if you got somebody, let's say it's not even a green smoothie, because they, you know, can't wrap their head around drinking greens. Let's say it's I like to make a banana coconut smoothies with coconut oil, bananas, and almond milk. I could put clay in there and let somebody try it, and after they've drank it, and say, how did you like that? And they go, God, it was delicious. Say, yeah, and you know what? It had bentonite clay in it. And they're like, really? And that's kind of a good way to get people to try clay too, is to give them something with the clay in it and then tell them that it had clay in it, you know. And because, again, it's our clay is odorless and tasteless. And so that's one way to try people that are naysayers. But not everybody is into natural remedies. And so people that are open-minded, or people that are desperate and have tried other things and haven't worked, those are the people that are most open to trying clay.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk a little more about your business. So what really brought on this urge to really get into the clay business for you, Janet? I know that you love the cleanser part, but what really brought it on?
Well, so as I mentioned, I was looking just for a business. I was looking to kind of escape corporate America. I'd worked in corporate America for 30 years, and I traveled a lot, and, you know, there's office politics and the rat race, driving in traffic every day and kind of not having a lot of control over my schedule. And so I looked for a business to buy all types of business, and I found this online. And the folks, Chuck and Carol Rock, who started Earth's Living Clay, I met with them, and at the time that I was looking at the business, I was suffering from a pilonidal cyst, which is a very painful abscess in the on the tailbone, and I've been diagnosed with it about 25 years earlier, and I was having a flare-up, and they gave me some of the clay before I bought the business. They gave me some of the clay mud, because you can make a mud or a poultice or a mask with it, so it is thick, and I put that clay mud on my cyst, which, again, is kind of on the tailbone. I covered it with a paper towel, slept with it on there overnight, and in the next day, it was about half gone. I repeated that process the next night, so this is night two, and by the next morning, after two nights of using the clay, it was completely resolved, and it's never been back. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this is amazing. And so that's when I started doing research on calcium bentonite clay and found testimonials like the ones that I now have from other people that had used clay. And I was like, wow, this, I have to help more people learn about clay and use clay to help heal themselves of different, all kinds of different things. You know, it's good for so many different things. And that's how I really got into Earth's Living Clay, and I've made a lot of changes and learned a lot of things along the way as I've grown my business over the 3 years that I've owned it.
What changes have you made to it since buying clay?
Oh, my goodness. We have a completely different website. The website was built on an older platform. I have a new brand. It's still Earth's Living Clay, but I started with a new logo. I also hired a professional product designer, a label designer, so I had new labels put in. I have a new shopping cart because I wanted to be able to have a loyalty program. So when people buy clay from our website, it keeps track of how much money you spend, and you get a point for every dollar, and that kind of translates into a 10% discount, and you can use those points to buy product with. I also wanted to have an affiliate program, so if people have a blog or a website and they're fans of clay, they can join our affiliate program. Of course, there's no expense to join, and put a link on their website, and if people come over, click over from their website to our website, they can earn commission, 15% commission through our affiliate program. So I added an affiliate program. I now have a blog. We did have a newsletter when Chuck and Carol started Earth's Living Clay, but it's wider distributed. And then, of course, we're all over social media, right? We're on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Pinterest and Google+ and LinkedIn. And so we have a big social media presence. And those are some of the main things that I changed. I didn't change them all overnight. It took months, you know, and I still continue to work on improving the website and improving the business and trying to increase the reach so that the clay is available and more people can learn about it.
Okay. So now we all found out what the true goal for your website, which is to get people to actually be much healthier and to find out more about this clay, right, Janet?
Yeah, so we have two goals. Our mission is twofold. One is to increase the availability of clay in the marketplace, so not only through our own website, but also through other websites and other health practitioners. It's primarily, we have veterinarians and holistic doctors that carry our clay throughout the United States, actually in Australia and New Zealand as well, so that people can find it easily, and also to educate people not only about clay, which is a wonderful natural remedy, but about nature's other sources of health and wellness. And we do that primarily through our blog. We blog not only about clay, but about other natural remedies. Those are our two goals, is to increase the availability of clay and to educate people about nature's sources of health and wellness.
Okay. Now, getting more into it, how do you go about hiring employees when you start off a business?
Oh, boy. So it's very important to make sure that you have a very clear job description and that you know what they're going to do and that you let them understand what the responsibilities are before you hire them. And then, of course, it's very important that you screen carefully. And it's a good idea, what I have found, is it's a good idea to have at least three interviews. You can maybe do one interview on the phone, and then you can do one interview in person, meet them at, you know, your office or Starbucks, or meet them out somewhere. And then if you have somebody else, if you have another person on your team, I've done that, interview a new employee, or if you have a colleague that can interview them. So to get another perspective and have somebody else evaluate their skills, it's really important, again, to make sure that, because that way you're having them, you're testing to see that they're reliable, that they show up on time for the interviews, and that they're prepared if you've given them the job description. And, of course, today in the world of the Internet, there's no reason why somebody can't go and find out about a business and see if they come to the interview and they have questions for you, or that they've taken the time to learn a little bit about your business and have one or two questions for you. So those screening is very important. And then second is training. It's really important to train people. You can't just throw people into a job, but to spend the time training them. And I do that, and then I've had people that have worked for me. I have them train new hires. Training is very important. And also I find that having an incentive program for people to do a good job. So I start people at one wage, and then they get a fairly decent raise after 90 days, and then they get a second raise after 6 months. And this way they're incented to not only do a good job, but also to stay on with you to get up to what is, you know, a very good wage for the work that they're doing.
How long would you train a person, Janet?
Well, for the types of tasks that I am having them do, it should be, you know, they should be able to get the hang of it in, you know, less than 30 days' time. And that's the other thing is, you know, making sure that people understand they're on probation, because it's not for everybody. And if you didn't, you know, do a good job screening and somebody is not catching on or they're continuing to make mistakes, then you can, you know, tell them it's not a good fit and let them go and start over. But I'd say for the sort of tasks that I need help with, which is packaging and orders, and then on the other end, website things, which is takes a little bit more skill, 30 days should be an adequate training time.
Okay, because that's what happened to me. I was training for Turner Broadcasting. It was the NBA League Pass Coordinator position, and that's what I was doing till the lady, she did give me the same line. She was like, well, you made mistakes, so we have to let you go. I was a little upset because I was like, well, I wish, you know, somebody would have told me about the mistakes that I was making, because I didn't actually know what mistakes I was making if you didn't ever tell me. But you are right about that. If you're on probation, yeah, they will cut you loose if you're not performing at the ability they need you to perform at.
Right. That's a really good point, Technisha, about being, it's kind of not fair to just let somebody go. But that's the whole point of training, is to give people feedback. And so when I do the training with people, I'm right there, and I show them how to do it, and then I have them do it. And I show them how to do it and have them do it. And if they put the label on crooked and they go, oh, no, the label's got to go on this way. Or if they put too much in the bag or they put too little in the bag and I go, well, no, it's got to be, you know, we can always be over, but we can never be under. Or the lid needs to be screwed on more tightly or the jar needs to be wiped down. You have to give people feedback. Otherwise, it's not really fair, you know, just to let them loose without giving them the feedback.
That's what I felt, too, because people said, did she give you feedback? I said, no. You know, on certain days, the other, like, the people who were under her would tell me, say, okay, you didn't press that button during the game time. Okay. And I knew that mistake, but I didn't know of other mistakes if I had made it, and that's what I wanted to point out. But I didn't go into a debate. I just said, thank you for giving me the opportunity. And are you doing any more training, you know, because no point in keeping a fuss. I might can be able to get another opportunity to do it again if you give me a chance.
Right, right. And then probably maybe the lesson learned, too, there, technician, for you, me, and everybody else listening, is when you do start a job, if you're in a training position, let the person that's training you ask them, say, you know, I really appreciate the opportunity, and I would really like feedback. If I'm not doing something right, please feel free.
Okay.
Please let me know so that I can do a better job. Because sometimes people don't like conflict. They want to avoid conflict, and so they may not give you feedback for that reason. But, again, kind of like in your case, you can't do better if you don't know that you should be doing better.
Exactly, and you don't. So how important is social media for online businesses and non-online businesses?
In my view of the world, in my experience, both as a business owner just and as a consumer, I think every business needs to have a social media presence, whether you're online or offline. Because, say, for example, an offline business, you know, if I want to go get a massage or I want to go, you know, have a sandwich or I want to go get my nails done, one of the first things I do is I look online, right? And I'm going to look on Yelp, and then I'm going to maybe go over to their Facebook page and see if they have a lot of fans that are raving about them. Or I'm going to look on YouTube, which is right the number two search engine behind Google. Of course, YouTube is owned by Google. So I think every business has to have a social media presence, whether you're online or offline. Now, do you need to be on every single platform? No. I think you need to choose your platforms wisely. And if you have a visual kind of a product, I think Pinterest is probably one of the best social media platforms you can be on. And so rather than try to be on all of them, I think pick one to start with, depending on where your target market hangs out, and do that one well and do it consistently. And then if you have the time, then you can go to another one, whether it's Facebook or YouTube. And, of course, videos are – they have been growing in popularity, and it's supposed to be, you know, super important in 2014. And so YouTube, if you can get in the hang of making videos, that's also going to help your business in finding a way to share your message and help people through videos. So I think between Pinterest and YouTube, those would be the places I would recommend businesses start with social media.
And as one person told me, you can't forget about email, and because everybody is not always on Facebook, because those are my main social sites, is Facebook and Twitter, and I like WordPress. Definitely I get followers to follow my podcast through that, and I also put my stuff on iTunes, so that really helps me. And what I'm trying to do now, Janet, is grow a bigger market where I can reach an audience of 5,000 or more. So that's my main goal, to go national with this. This is something that I want to do, and I really would like to be a motivator for everyone.
Yeah, I think that's a very smart thing. And, in fact, podcasting, I have on my goals list for 2014 is to do podcasting. And so I think that's awesome that you're doing that, because it is – you're right, not everybody is going to sit down in front of a computer. In fact, I had somebody ask me – I was telling him about my videos, and he's like, well, do you have podcasts? Because he likes to listen to things in the car, right? And so I think that's a very smart idea, especially for people that maybe don't want to be in front of the camera but are okay with speaking into a microphone. So I think that's a really good strategy for you.
Because everything is changing now. I was just talking about a CD drive to a computer, and You know, so when my friend, he made me realize, he's like, well, no one is actually using those anymore. I think that's why they're changing the computers around now. They got Windows 7 and the iPad because you could just download everything now. Nobody has to use DVDs anymore. So everything is changing. If you even see somebody with a Walkman, you'll look at them strange. Things are actually moving on. Not even people using MP3s. Those were popular.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yep. It's true. And people put things on their phone, right? Everything's on their phone.
Yeah.
You know? So you're right. You don't need. There's probably a lot of people that don't even know technician what a Walkman is. I mean, I do. I own one, but there's a lot of people that, you know, younger people that don't know what it is.
I know, because I'm 31, but I grew up with a Walkman, so I experienced the Walkman and the and what else? The video cassette. My mother, she even used to have the 8-track. But you're right. The generation that's coming up now don't even have a clue. Like, they'll look at you strange like, really? You're old. And I'm expecting my daughters to do that to me when they get older. Mama, you're really old. Like, you still have that? Because everything is going to iPad now.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, what ways has blogging really helped your business?
Well, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, one of the goals of Earth Living Clay is to help educate people. So the blog is the way we do that. And so we have lots of topics on health-related natural remedies. And not only is it help fulfill our mission of educating people, but blogging, regular blogging on your website, when the Google spiders or robots come out and crawl your website, they see that you have current content, and so it helps your search engine rankings by having fresh new content. It says to Google that this isn't stale old content that nobody's paying attention to. It's fresh, relevant content, and that's what helps your website show up higher in the search engine results, is to have fresh, relevant content. And so the main thing is to write not for search engines, but to write for people. And not only are you helping to educate people, but then you're also helping your website in terms of search engine results.
Okay. Giving me some ideas to how to actually build up myself better. So what is next in line for Earth Living Clay?
That's a really good question. So a couple things. One is we are getting our press kit together because we're going to start doing some public relations outreach. My ebook that I mentioned on my website, I'm in the process of working with somebody to convert it into a Kindle version, so it's going to be available on Amazon. I have a second book that I have co-authored with a veterinarian, Dr. Al Plechner, who's in Los Angeles. That book is called How Living Clay Can Help Your Pet Live Well. We're going to be putting that into Kindle format and available on Amazon.com. And then my third goal as it relates to books is to actually write a book all about clay, just about clay. And I'll have that available in a hard copy format that people can purchase as well as on Kindle. That's my big goal for 2014, is to write a book specifically all about clay.
Well, I know you could do it, Jen. You all made it this far. You got your own business set up, and all kudos to you. I really love to see when women make that strive. I do. I love it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and you too, Technisha. You're doing a good job. You're holding down a job, and then you're also following your passion. And so, you know, kudos to you for doing that and putting yourself out there as a role model for other, you know, women that want to do their own thing.
Well, thank you. That's what one of my other coworkers told me. A week ago, he said, you're doing it. You're working here. You got your radio show. At least you're striving. And like I always tell people, I don't try to give up. It's too much. It's too much out here. What's the point of even giving up? I have to keep going.
That's right. That's right. And it doesn't have to be perfect, and it doesn't have to be a lot. You just need to hang in there and do a little bit, you know, every week. And that'll help put you one step closer towards your goals.
Exactly. Well, Janet, is there anything else that you would like to give the guests before we get off air?
No, just again, thank you, Technisha, for letting me participate today and, talk to your audience. And I encourage everybody to go to my website, earthslivingclay.com, and download that free book on detoxification and inch loss, look at the blog, and learn more about natural health and how you can use natural remedies to restore your health and stay well.
Well, thank you so much, Janet, and you have a blessed one. I thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Technisha. You stay well.
Well, my audience, you have heard from Janet Lancaster. Let's keep ourselves physical and keep it going and make sure you stay healthy. So make sure you check out Janet's website at Earth Living Clay. Make sure you Google, because we do have that. Also, tomorrow coming up is Georgia Woodbine, the author of How to Attract the Right Man. She will give you the clues to look for the right man, the do's and the don'ts, and no more selling. So stay tuned for that at 12 o'clock p.m. And also at 9:30 a.m., I have another guest that will be talking about a certain event. So try to tune in early. And if you can't, I always archive it. But you have a blessed one, as I always say.
Thank you for tuning in to The Bright Side with Tanisha.
Come back daily from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.
God bless.